Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kiler bunts for a single. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Kiler. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Kiler steals second. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trammell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kiler moves to third. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a line drive for a single. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Tanana. Lansford moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canseco is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Blankenship can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Maguire races over to make the catch. There's the throw to catch Freeman, and he's out, with Welch covering. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Blankenship takes first base on ball four. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Blankenship. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Blankenship steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bergman hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kyler is one for one in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Welch. Kyler moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive for a single. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGwire is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGwire hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark McGwire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGwire is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Maguire takes first base on ball four. Canseco moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship bunts towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer who is chasing the ball. Bordick reaches third base with a triple. Blankenship goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Scott Hemond is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hemond is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemond hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bordick scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Les Lancaster now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tony Phillips pinch hits for Milt Kyler. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maguire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder strikes out. Steinbach drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fielder out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing center field. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 3 in the game. Deere strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.